Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 17th Rozgar Mela, Empowering the Youth of the Nation. The participants are Aditi Tandon, Senior Journalist, and Anubha Rohatgi, Anchor.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the 17th edition of Rozgar Mela and handed over appointment letters for government jobs to over 51,000 candidates across the country via video conferencing today. Political analyst Aditi Tandon now joins me in Akashvani's Spotlight program to discuss various aspects of this program and its significance. Aditi, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Aditi, since the launch of the Rozgar Mela initiative on October 22, 2022 by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, more than 11 lakh youth across India have been appointed to various government jobs. And the Prime Minister referred to this number in his address today. Let's listen to what he said.
Utsavon ke beech pakki nokri ke liye niyukti patra milna, yani utsavon ka ullas aur safalta ki double khushi. Ye khushi aaj desh ke 51,000 se adhik yuvaon ko mili hai. अकेले इन रोजगार मेलों के जरिए बीते कुछ समय में ही 11 लाख से ज्यादा नियुक्ति पत्र दिए जा चुके हैं. हमने देश में पीएम विकसित भारत रोजगार योजना भी शुरू की है. इसके तहत 3.5 करोड़ युवाओं को नौकरी देने का लक्ष्य रखा गया है. आज एक और स्किल इंडिया मिशन जैसे अभियानों के जरिए युवाओं को स्किल की ट्रेनिंग दी जा रही. वहीं साथ ही नेशनल करियर सर्विस प्लेटफॉर्म जैसे इनिशिएटिव उन्हें नए अवसरों से भी जोड़ रहे हैं.
Aditi, my very first question to you is that how does the Rozgar Mela initiative differ from other government employment programs?
The core difference, Anubha, is that in other government programs which had so far been followed for employment and recruitment purposes, the candidate or the aspirant had to come to the government. In this case, the government is going to the aspirant. The issue here is that the National Skill Development Corporation under the Ministry of Skill Development has been given this mandate that you organize Rozgar Melas on a regular basis. The idea is you know how many vacancies exist in the government system. Every ministry has a tabulated format. How do you fill those vacancies in a time-bound manner? Because time is of essence in a very global and competitive world. We have to save time because time is money, time is productivity these days. In the previous systems, what was happening? Mostly the youth were registering in employment exchanges. There were concerns that a lot of times, often, the youth were not getting calls for a long period of time. There were also apprehensions of corruption, of underhand dealings in offering jobs because, you know, it was not a very transparent system. Right. It was not an online system. It was a human interface. So the more human interface you have, the more scope there is of non-transparency. The entire digital push of the government, the main objective of this digital push is basically you eliminate the human interface. Everything becomes scientific, everything becomes online. A candidate comes and gets a job. So here what's happening, you already have candidates who applied in the government system. So the ministries, for instance, Ministry of Railways has, say, an N number of vacancies. They go to these candidates, make recruitments, do interviews in a setup which is open, like in different cities across the country. The Skill Development Corporation will go, call these candidates, recruitment will be made and appointment letter handed thereof. So when Prime Minister says today we are handing over 51,000 letters, it means that at a particular location 51,000 people were recruited, handed over employment letters, immediate employment, and you come and join. So you save a lot of time, efficiency increases, and that also means a lot of economic output improvement.
So in his address today, the Prime Minister said that the appointments made through this program are not merely government jobs, but opportunities to actively contribute to nation building. How do you view this statement given the fact that India has the world's largest youth population?
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has often in his public remarks from Red Fort during Independence Day speeches and other political rallies often stressed the importance of duties. He has said that for India to become Viksit Bharat by 2047, every citizen will have to come forward and perform their duty towards the nation. Yes. So when he talks to government employees who have been freshly recruited, it is quite natural that he will ask them to bring forth or put their best foot forward for the service of the country. And he used two very important words in his remarks today. He said imandari or shuchita, which means honesty and propriety. So these are, even in the corporate world, very important values in any potential or skilled candidate, because an employee is not only a sum and substance of his talent, which is overt, which you can easily measure, but a candidate is also a sum and substance of what is not visible or what is an indirect value. For instance, the character of the person, the ethical values he brings to the table, the honesty, the loyalty factor, the propriety, because these are things you can't measure generally, but these are important corporate governance pillars. Likewise, these are important for nation building. Imagine a country where everybody suddenly starts valuing honesty and propriety. How much difference would that make? That would actually save us huge quantums in GDP, because we lose a lot of GDP to all these corrupt practices, to lack of propriety in public and private life. So if people were only to understand that these things have to be cultivated, a national character has to be cultivated if we are aspiring to become a developed nation, because there's no way around it. So that's exactly what the Prime Minister is telling new recruits.
New initiative, the Pratibha Setu portal, was also launched by Mr. Modi today. Let's first hear what he said.
युवाओं के लिए एक और बड़ा कदम है प्रतिभा सेतु पोर्टल, जो उम्मीदवार यूपीएससी की अंतिम सूची तक पहुंचे लेकिन सेलेक्ट नहीं हुए, उनकी मेहनत भी अब व्यर्थ नहीं जाएगी। इसलिए निजी और सार्वजनिक संस्थान इस पोर्टल से उन युवाओं को निमंत्रित कर सकते हैं, इंटरव्यू कर सकते हैं और अवसर भी दे रहे हैं।
Aditi, the Prime Minister is talking about how this Pratibha Setu portal is to do with the UPSC candidates. Now, UPSC clearing civil services is a major aspiration of a big chunk of our youth. So, in that context, how important is the launch of this particular portal? What exactly does it do?
Pratibha Setu is a very important and path-breaking reform as far as administration goes, because you see, the Union Public Service Commission, which actually entered its 100th year in October, which tests and recruits central civil services for various departments of the government, including the elite services like the Indian Administrative Service, the Indian Foreign Service, and other such services. Now, what is happening is, Anubha, for years on end, UPSC has been conducting this examination. We all know it's a highly aspired for examination. Everybody has dreamed on some occasion in life to be a bureaucrat. So what I'm trying to say is, around 13 lakh candidates take the preliminary examination every year. Out of these 13 lakh candidates, around 2,500 reach the interview stage. Out of the interview stage candidates, around 1,000 are finally selected for absorption in the services. And if you only take the Indian Administrative Services, only 180 are selected. So that's the level of competition. But is it anybody's case that candidates who are making it to the stage of the interview are not good enough? No. It is a welcome thing that they have realized that these people who reach the interview stage are as good as finally those who get selected, because interview, again, you know, many factors play.
Yes, absolutely.
So, but these people have come through the prelims layering, they have come through the mains. So they are high caliber people. Now the Pratibha Setu will have the database of all these people, around 2,500 who've reached the interview stage annually, imagine. And the corporate world, private as well as public, they will be connected. All these big people who want to recruit the talent will be connected to the Pratibha Setu. Everybody can go and see the talent pool that's available. And these 2,500 people do not have to waste their effort. Right. They will get absorbed in great jobs, because they are a ready talent pool, which the UPSC has screened. And UPSC has maintained its credibility for a century now.
The Prime Minister also talked about, you know, India's diplomatic talks and global MOUs, how these MOUs are incorporating youth training, upskilling and employment generation. So let's listen to what he said.
भारत और ब्रिटेन ने एआई, फिनटेक और क्लीन एनर्जी जैसे सेक्टर्स में निवेश बढ़ाने पर सहमति बताई है। भारत और ब्रिटेन के बीच कुछ महीने पहले हुए फ्री ट्रेड एग्रीमेंट से भी नए अवसर तैयार होंगे। इसी तरह यूरोप के कई देशों के साथ भी इन्वेस्टमेंट पार्टनरशिप हुई है। इनसे हजारों नई जॉब्स बनने की संभावना है। ब्राजील, सिंगापुर, कोरिया, कनाडा, ऐसे कई देशों के साथ समझौते हुए हैं। इनसे इन्वेस्टमेंट बढ़ेगा स्टार्टअप्स और एमएसएमईज को सपोर्ट मिलेगा, एक्सपोर्ट में बढ़ोतरी होगी और युवाओं को ग्लोबल प्रोजेक्ट्स पर काम करने का नया अवसर मिलेगा, अनेक मौके मिलेंगे.
Aditi, the Prime Minister is saying that through these pacts, through these MOUs, our youth will get opportunity to work in global projects. First of all, how important are such projects for our youth to be part of new fields such as AI and clean energy? And how will acquiring new skills through working on these global projects help them to achieve the goal of Viksit Bharat and make their contribution towards nation building?
We are all residents of a global interconnected world. We learn from each other. Even though tendencies of protectionism are rising with every passing day, to a large extent, we all still depend on each other. So when the Prime Minister says that in the India-UK trade agreement that was signed when British Prime Minister Keir Starmer was here recently, we have managed to get a lot of leeway for the Indian youth. For instance, there are sectors where the UK is a leader. UK, there are the IT-enabled service sector, the finance sector where they are leaders. Engineering is Europe's forte. And you have to exchange talent with the top in the world so that you learn new skills and you come back and invest in the domestic economy. That is the larger goal. Also, in the India-UK trade agreement, we have managed to get a waiver for Indian workers who are employed by UK firms, so the employers will no longer have to pay social security amount for a period of 3 long years. So that's a huge benefit, which was actually prohibitive, which was pinching the purses of not just the employer, but also the employee. Employers are looking for Indian talent because Indian engineering talent is highly regarded and valued in the world. I was listening to the Berlin Global Dialogue today, where Piyush Goyal, the Commerce Minister, is representing India. On the panel where Mr. Goyal was participating were two big industry leaders of the world. One was the Mercedes-Benz chairman, the other was the Airbus chairman. Both of them swore by the engineering talent of Indian youth. So at that level in the world, our talent is valued. So when our talent goes to UK, they add to the UK economy and vice versa. So we gain from each other. That's the purpose of a trade agreement, that you get the best fair and equitable deal that helps both the partners, which is exactly what India is looking for in the deal with the US.
My last question to you, Aditi, is that job creation is one of the key priorities of the Modi government. So apart from Rozgar Melas, or if we take Rozgar Melas in conjunction with programs like Skill India, the PM Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana and Digital India, which the Prime Minister was also talking about, how important are these programs in creating not only job opportunity, but also taking India forward to achieving its goal of Viksit Bharat by 2047?
In the job sector, there are two very simple segmented areas. One is government job, the other is a private job, where we mostly measure or judge people. In the government sector, any government will find it difficult going forward to absorb the entire employable youth of the country, but you try to do your best because there is a limited sanctioned post available. Yes. And there are a huge number of aspirants. Like you yourself said, we are the youngest country of the world. Our average age, Anubha, is 28.5 years. So we are that young. And we have an aspiring youth. Aspiring youth means we are talented, we are forward-looking, and we are also eager to reach somewhere. So you see, this demographic dividend can be disruptive also, can be constructive also. So for any government to balance this demographic dividend in the correct way is a huge challenge, and that is what the government is attempting in the public sphere through these Rozgar Melas, or now we have the Pradhan Mantri Viksit Bharat Rozgar Yojana, where the plan is to employ 3 crore youth. So we will know in some time, you know, what is the nuance and layer of that particular program, but that's the broad idea. And I think that's the reason Prime Minister repeatedly emphasizes the value of self-employment. He is asking the youth of India to tap into their hidden talents and to become job creators rather than job seekers. In the past 10 years, if we look at the startup ecosystem, it has phenomenally transformed and there's a lot of hope in the future.
Aditi Tandon, thank you so much for coming to Akashvani Studios and joining us in this discussion.
Thank you so much for having me.
You are listening to a discussion on 17th Rozgar Mela, Empowering the Youth of the Nation. The participants were Aditi Tandon, Senior Journalist, and Anubha Rohatgi, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.
Spotlight.